Hi, Food Action Hub members. This is Mireille from Food Matters Manitoba, and today I'm joined by Gilles Beauchamp, who works at the West Central Women Resource Center in Winnipeg. And today Gilles is going to talk to me about their story and how they found their way in working towards food security. Hi, Jill.
Hi.
First, I would like you to tell us a little bit more about the community that you serve in Winnipeg and what's your role within it.
Sure. So I got my job at West Central Women's Resource Center sort of at the beginning of the summer before last. So this has been the second summer I've been there. I was hired as the garden facilitator. So prior to that, I had mostly worked just in food service. I'd been a barista at several different places. And I, you know, or I'd worked at different restaurants and cafes, and I was just sort of, I was ready for something different. But I still food is really important to me. The connection with people that you experience over food is really important to me. And so gardening was a really, it just felt like a really natural sort of way to do that. And also have a different sort of career path than just being, in the service industry. So, I was hired as the garden facilitator. So West Central Women's Resource Center is, we serve the West End and central areas of Winnipeg. We have a drop-in center where women can come and access like laundry and a computer and a phone and all sorts of resources. We have other programming other than the garden. Right now, because of COVID and the state of the world, things are kind of up in the air. But prior to all of the sort of craziness, we did other things at the center, like we had knitting and like a sewing program. We have English conversation circle for newcomers. There are folks who work at West Central who their job is to house folks and sort of work on a housing first basis. I really like working there. It's a really good environment, a really supportive environment. I was able to find a job there that related to my interest and also, you know, kept me in sort of the food security sort of path, kind of.
Yeah. That's great. Is there a specific moment where you knew that food security work was important to you?
I feel like I didn't think of it as food security work until I started working at West Central. Just when you're working at a restaurant as a barista, it's very, you're just sort of like, all right, I'm making food for people. But something I always noticed about myself was I really valued the connections that I made with customers and with, my coworkers. So it felt going to the garden and developing sort of garden programming, connecting with community and volunteers and my coworkers at West Central over food, but in a very different way, was just very valuable to me. And that's sort of when I started realizing that food security work was really what I was passionate about. and I think that, just the connections that we can establish over talking about food and sharing food and making food together and growing food together, those are the things that, like, really, they matter to me, and they they bring a lot of like meaning to my life. So it's definitely something I want to work in.
Yeah. Oh, that's great to hear. Is there anyone who, you know, you mentioned that it's when you started working at West Central Women's Resource Center that you really realized that food security work was important. Is there anyone specific that kind of inspired you in that way?
So my supervisor when I was hired, Megan, taught me a lot about the food security work that we do specifically at the center. She was a really incredible mentor and continues to be. The other person I think I want to credit for this is my dad, actually. I grew up baking, I grew up cooking, but my dad grew up very poor, and so he always talked a lot about, like, the importance of, like, just, like, making food together and, like, having good food and, like, the connections we have between food were sort of established through that, like, good relationship with my dad and making food. It really translated into sort of this passion for wanting, I don't know, it's important for me that everybody has access to food and has access to healthy food and has access to communities in which they can share that food with others and have it shared with them.
Yeah, that's great. So, yeah, it seems like something that keeps coming up is the aspect of celebrating food and togetherness, like within food security, right? Would you say that's one of the ways that you define success for your community?
Oh, 100%. I think it's very hard to define what is like, this has been a success. I think this year in the garden, I struggled a bit with that because it was a very different year for me than what it was last year. But at the end of the summer, we still ended up producing over 100 pounds of food out of our garden, which is a lot. All of the food that we grow goes to volunteers. It goes to participants who help me in the garden. And the rest of it, if it is not taken, gets used in our kitchen, and then food is made to be distributed to community members. I think the biggest, or such a big thing for me, is the value that food brings beyond just, you know, nourishing our bodies, right? Food is something that people have to connect over because we all need it. And it's something that people not only need, but people enjoy. Mm-hmm. It's something that brings like happiness to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And I think that some of the best connections that we make in the world are through meals and through sharing food and through growing food together, because that's definitely a meaningful experience when you like plant a garden with somebody and then you're able to harvest the literal fruits of that garden with that person. It makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Thank you for expanding on that. What's been the most important skill that you've developed on your career path so far, you'd say?
I think maybe like patience with myself and patience with nature and the unpredictability of nature and the world and the things that happen. Sort of as I was saying, like this garden season was very different from the one prior, which was my first garden season with the center. So the first year, what we did was I I developed some like programming, some workshops for people to come to that were very specifically about gardening. Mm-hmm. And we would all, you know, we'd gather in a group outside, but gathering in groups was something that we could not do this year. So I needed to find a way to keep community connected in a very different way. And so I think the hardest thing for me is adapting or like figuring out how to adapt to the constant change and like overcome the things that like nature throws at us, like things like having a really dry season or things like having to stay away from our friends and neighbors because, you know, it's just safer to be apart right now. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I just sort of had to figure out a way to do it differently. So this year in the garden, instead of having workshops that were just specifically about gardening, I tried to make the garden space a little more multi-use. So we had things like we had a bike workshop in the garden. We did some yoga out there this year. And, you know, instead of having days where a bunch of people would come and help me plant, for example, what I did was I spread it out over a couple weeks and then I planted things with sort of one or two people at a time. And I would, you know, I'd plant beans with a couple people over a couple days. And then, you know, the next day I would come in and plant cucumbers with a different person. And I was able to continue to connect with sort of the same amount of people in the community, just, you know, in a different and safer way. So I think like overcoming that hurdle at the beginning of the year was definitely a big challenge, but it's really made me think a lot about like what gardening and what food security is and how, you know, how much it changes and evolves over time and how things can be thrown at us out of nowhere and how we have to adapt to it. So I think I've grown from that for sure.
Yeah, that's great to hear because yeah, sometimes things can be, I don't want to say a blessing in disguise in terms of...
Yeah, like, kind of like a silver lining.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
And would you say that you've developed stronger bonds or that you were able to hear more from the community members when you were working individually with them?
Yeah, I definitely was able to establish some, like, good connections with people. Yeah. I think it was just... I wouldn't necessarily say it was better or worse. It was just a very different way of connecting, right? When you're connecting with people like in a group, they are connecting with each other as well. But when you're connecting with someone just one-on-one, they're more likely to maybe divulge some more private information to you, open up to you a little more, that kind of thing. So, that definitely happened a little more over this season, but it definitely brought me closer to the people that I was working with. So that was really nice.
Yeah. Did it help you figure out how, or did it help you identify different ways to engage?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it helped me sort of figure out what people in the community needed, because I think that's one of the biggest things when we're addressing any sort of community need, whether it is food or housing or, you know, safe supplies or, you know, whatever it is. It's so important to ask the community what they need, right? So I think what I really focused on this year was asking community what they wanted. And trying to make that happen. And I think that's maybe something I wouldn't have thought about quite as much if we hadn't been in a situation where I couldn't just do sort of the regular thing that I had done the year before. Mm-hmm. I was sort of forced to expand my ideas a bit and really like ask people what they needed out of the garden and what they wanted out of the garden, mm-hmm. instead of, I guess, assuming and imposing what I thought people might need out of it. Yeah. And so that has definitely been a learning experience, is how much value is in asking people what they need out of a program, out of what they need as far as food security from me, what they need as far as like this community connection from me, and what how I'm able to provide that in my role at the center.
Would you say that you'll try to keep some of that individual component even after the pandemic?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think, I hope after this pandemic sort of passes by us, I assume it will at some point, we will be able to gather again. But I think that everyone will have changed their way of thinking a lot. I think everyone will have missed everyone a lot, and I think the importance of community and gathering will be so big. And I look forward to that, and I look forward to I guess having that, but also holding on to those sort of individual connections that I made. And I think that the individual connections can really strengthen the sort of the larger group.
Yeah. Oh, nice. I was wondering, I guess, with your experience on the Food Action Hub over a few weeks, what is there that you would really want to learn from a community of peers?
Like for me, I just find, so as a gardener, it is so important to have a lot of tools in your toolkit, both literally and metaphorically. So I've learned from a lot of different people. I've learned from a lot of newcomer women from other places in the world. I've learned from Indigenous women who, have lived here their whole lives and whose family have been here forever. Mm-hmm. And I've learned from, like, my own mother, we're just settlers, we're white. And just, like, all those different facets of knowledge and all of those different ways of gardening are all valuable. And, those different, tools can help me troubleshoot in the garden. So, for example, if something is going wrong in the garden, instead of just having one sort of place that I'm drawing from, I can reach out to all these different people and all these different sources and have multiple answers to my question, and multiple solutions to my problem or trouble that I'm having. Sorry, I just lost my train of thought a little bit.
No, that's okay. That's a great answer. It's really good to know. And I guess what is it that you feel like you have to share with the community as well?
I feel like I have a lot of sort of I enjoy being around people. I think I'm a fun person to be around. I think that I am good at bridging connection with people too. Like I'm good at establishing connections, not only with others and myself, but between, like facilitating connections between other people. I think that's something that can happen a lot in the garden, something we can connect over. I don't know. I really love food. I really love growing food and being with people. I really want to share those things. I am fat. I love being fat. I love eating. Like, I love being just like present with like food and people who love food, and like it's just such a valuable, and it's such an important thing in my life. Like, I love cooking, you know, as well as growing food. And I just think that I have a lot of different, I guess, streams that I'm drawing from, and I feel like I feel like a leech is a really dark, not a great example, but I feel like a leech is knowledge. Like, I want more and more. Like, I'm always looking for like different ways to think about things. And I like the hub, and I like the concept of being able to connect with even more people outside of who I'm just seeing day to day, and sharing those same kind of connections and sharing that same kind of information and with others who I'm not able to necessarily see one-on-one.
Yeah. That's great. So would you feel comfortable if other hub members went to you if they, you know, wanted more information about things that you've mentioned?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, no, I'm a very open book as far as just myself and also my work. So I'm happy to answer questions for people. I'm happy to, you know, try to engage other folks.
Yeah. That's great. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Yeah, of course.
And yeah, for sharing all your knowledge. today, but also continuously on the hub.
Really, yeah. Really.